We're going to jump right into my message today. So if you would, open up your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. We'll get right into the sermonette and dive into Scripture. I'm just going to be covering again one verse of Scripture with some supporting Scriptures to follow up with. But it's part of Jesus Christ's model prayer, as it were. And in Matthew chapter 6, verse 11, is what we're going to concentrate on today. It says, to give us this day our daily bread. Now, what I want to focus on for my message is asking the question, is this more physical or spiritual in nature? And I'm sure many of us know the answer to that. But to go over things that maybe are not mind-blowing or earth-shattering, especially for a sermonette, is very acceptable to do, just to get us in that frame of mind, to open up our minds for the meat, which will be coming later on. So is it more physical or spiritual in nature? Because as if you remember, in the Old Testament, they had the physical sacrifices, right? The priests, you would bring something to the priests would offer that sacrifice on your behalf to atone for your sins or to provide an offering to God the Father. Compare that to the New Testament, where Jesus Christ did away with all that by sacrificing himself once and for all of mankind through his sacrifice and resurrection, which is, so in the Old Testament, it was more physical in nature. In the New Testament, it's more spiritual in nature. So what is verse 11 telling us here? Well, I think it's good to get a comparison. So we're going to go through most of the model prayer here rather quickly and see if the other verses are more spiritual or physical in nature. So in verse 9, it says, in this manner, therefore, pray our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. To me, this is more spiritual in nature. This verse shows us where God resides, so to speak, in heaven, which is a spiritual place. Now, granted, it is a physical place as well, so we can't neglect that fact, but for all intents and purposes, it is a very holy spiritual place. And based on the many references to the names that refer to God the Father and Jesus Christ in the Bible, we can see about his power, his glory, his majesty, how he is all-knowing, all-loving, kind and merciful, things of that nature. Continuing on in verse 10, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Again, to me, this is more spiritual than physical in nature. We look forward to a time when Jesus Christ returns and when he will set up the kingdom of God here on earth. But to be a part of that glorious future time, we must do our part now, as we know we should be doing. Again, we can't neglect that it will be physically here on earth, but I believe that verse of Scripture is more spiritual than physical in nature. We're going to skip verse 11 and go to verse 12, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Again, I believe this is more spiritual in nature because forgiveness, that is a hard characteristic to master, isn't it? It takes humility, it takes patience, love, mercy on our part to forgive another person or a group of people. And what's hard about it is that you have to do so no matter what they did to you. But again, more spiritual than physical in nature. Although, again, it is physical because we are physical human beings and we have to be the ones responsible for forgiving. Verse 13, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Again, I believe this is more spiritual in nature because we know that Satan is a deceptive and will never stop in his pursuit to tear us away from this lifestyle that we now lead, of fearing God, of keeping to his commandments, his statutes, and trying to show the world that we do so as well. So four of the five verses, I believe, to be more spiritual than physical in nature. They help convey our spiritual needs to God the Father and help us remember who he is, what he has accomplished, what he will accomplish. But what about verse 11? Give us this day our daily bread. Now, on the onset, it appears that this verse is more physical than spiritual in nature. After all, Christ is only talking about bread here, right? And bread is a physical substance. We mostly all eat it. And if you take this verse in more general terms, it refers to our physical needs, which include food and water, both of which the human body needs in order to function and maintain itself. We know that if we go without food or water for any length of time, our bodies would shut down and cease to exist. There's no arguing that we need to eat and drink and give thanks in prayer for all of our physical substance that we need to take into our bodies. So is verse 11 the odd man out then, if you know that expression? Let's look at it in more detail. I want to look at that word bread for a second. That bread is a Greek word artos, A-R-T-O-S. And it literally means food composed of flour mixed with water and baked. So, bread. The Israelites made it in the form of an oblong or round cake, just about as thick as one's thumb, and as large as a plate or a platter. Hence, it was to be broken and not cut like we do today. That's why in the Bible, when it talks about breaking bread for a meal, that's literally what they had to do, is break off a piece of that bread in order to eat it, instead of cutting it. So is that it then? Can I go sit down? I've answered the question. I have a little time left. We have confirmed that verse 11 is physical in nature, but we can't neglect the fact that it does have some spiritual underlying intent as well. It's true that this verse shows us that we need to come before God and ask Him for our physical nourishment and thank Him for what He provides us each and every day, right? But as Christians, we need something else, something that's more important than our physical needs. If you would, turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8 for my supporting scriptures on this. Deuteronomy chapter 8, I'm going to read verses 2 and 3. Moses is talking to the nation of Israel, and he says, "You shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness." And why did he do that? It says in the next part of the verse, "To humble and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not, whether you would do what he said you should be doing." And that's exactly what we need to be thinking and doing today as well. Continuing on to verse 3, "So he humbled you, he allowed you to hunger, but he fed you with the manna which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make known that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord." Moses reminds Israel in these two verses in Deuteronomy chapter 8 of God's mighty power with which he kept them alive in the wilderness. And he warns them not to forget God as they enter the promised land. This is right before, he's giving this speech right before they go into the promised land. Remember, Moses could not go because God told him that he wouldn't be able to go into the promised land. He would only be able to see it. So when they went into the promised land, he said, "Remember these things." So when you go in there, when you take possession of all that you see in there, remember they scouted the land. It was very prosperous. When you go in there and inhabit it and think that you have everything you need, but don't think that it was your doing that got you to that point. It was God and Jesus Christ who led you. Because Moses knew the hearts of mankind. He knew it was easier to remember God when we are in need, when we are desperate for something. And that goes for you and I today. If we have money in the bank, if we have clothes to wear, if we have food, enough food to eat, shelter to reside in, it's easy to sincerely neglect and pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," isn't it? But God allowed Israel to hunger in the wilderness to test them and to find out what was in their heart. He gave them the physical substance, manna, to teach them that man does not live by bread alone, but rather lives by carefully observing and following God's word. His way of life, which is spiritual in nature, isn't it? So if you take the verses here in Deuteronomy chapter 8, and there are many others that we could have used today, but I don't have the time to go over them in a sermonette. But if you look at these verses in conjunction with Matthew 6, verse 11, where Christ tells us to pray, give us this day our daily bread, we can start to see that this verse isn't talking just about bread or our physical needs after all. When Jesus said to pray those words in Matthew 6, 11, there's both the physical and the spiritual intent or meaning behind them, just like all the verses that we went over earlier. Verses like 9, 10, 12. And through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, we have the opportunity to come out of this world, to strive to live a more pure and undefiled life. Try is the key word, because we'll never get there. Yes, we sin, but we can always repent of our sins, can't we? If we have that humility within us and sincerely ask God to forgive us with a humble heart and strive to overcome that sin in the future, moving forward. Daily bread was a staple for people thousands of years ago. And I guess it could be said of people living today. And just as bread was and is a physical staple, so are God. So is Jesus Christ. They are intended to be our spiritual daily staples, aren't they? As we go about living this life, this physical life. The dual lesson of needing bread to live physically and needing God and Christ to live spiritually is reinforced by those words. Give us this day our daily bread. The nation of Israel didn't learn the spiritual lessons God had planned for them. So they are made to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. We can also wander if we venture off the path or the course that God has called us to. But for us, for converted Christians, the precious truth, the spiritual bread that we've been given by our Creator should not be wasted. We need to ingest it all that we can in the time that we have left in this life, daily. Not just on the Sabbath when we come and listen to messages, but in our own personal Bible study. Because we need every ounce that we can if we are to continue this life as we see the course and events of society and of the world continue to deteriorate and come in around us. We'll need all that we can to fight those things in the future. So the need for daily bread shows us that if we are obedient and faithful to live by God's word, our needs will be renewed and refreshed each passing day, spiritually speaking. Just in the same manner as when we take in food to renew our physical bodies. And that the thankfulness of our physical bread as well as our spiritual bread, I think they go hand in hand with one another in our daily lives. So the next time you pray, give us this day our daily bread, remember that you are not only asking for your physical needs to be met, but even more importantly, you are asking for your spiritual nourishment as well. And that's something that we need to be concentrating on leading up to the Spring Holy Days.